today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and thanks for listening today. I want to remind you right away about our little prayer journals. If you haven't gotten one, we'd love to get one to you. All you've got to do is write to us. We'd love to hear from you and where you're hearing our broadcast today. You can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Again, Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, you can also go to the website, and there's a link there that says to contact us, and you can contact us through the website. That comes directly to us. And so go visit the website and take a look around there. You can also just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Simply contact us. We'd love to get one of these little prayer journals into your hand. Now, these are just little notebooks. They fit right in your shirt pocket. They'll easily fit into a purse. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and as the prayer requests are being given, I write them down in my little prayer journal, and then this way, I'm able to pray for them all week long, and I remember them all week long. So write to us. We'd love to hear from you. We're continuing our study today in how to keep calm and carry on. It kind of comes not only from our passage of Scripture, Philippians 4, but also to remember seeing a red sign that said, keep calm and carry on. Over 2 million of these signs were made during World War II, and they were going to put them up. The plan was to put them up to try to give people a sense of calmness, but they were concerned that people would get too calm or get too complacent. And so they never used them. They destroyed all of them. However, a few survive. And several years ago, there was a copy found in a box of books in a bookstore. And the people in this bookstore thought it was such a neat item, and so they hung it up in a window. They framed it and put it in a window, and as people came by, they began to ask, where can I get one of those signs? Where can I get one of those? And so the bookstore started making them. You can look them up on the internet and find them. You can still get them. I have one in my office. It just says, keep calm and carry on. And this is what Paul is telling us, I believe, in Philippians 4. And he's giving us a number of reasons of why we can keep calm and how we can keep calm. So our text is Philippians 4, verse 1, where he said, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. He said, so stand fast in the Lord. And I want you to notice especially that he said to stand fast in the Lord. Now, I believe when he says stand fast means just to hang on, just to hold your ground. But we do it in the Lord. A few verses later, in verse 5, he said, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Now, the word moderation here means that your calm assurance be known, or a gentle patience be seen in you. When it seems like the world is falling apart and it seems like nothing is going right and things are turned upside down the things that we've been studying in this passage of Scripture can give you a sense of that calm assurance that people will see in you. And you know, in that, they'll see your faith in the Lord, that you're trusting the Lord through those things and trusting the Lord to help you through all of these times. Now, we've already seen a number of these that he talked about. We can have that calm assurance in prayer in verse 6. I'm not going to read all of these again today. You can go look at the passage yourself. We can keep calm knowing the peace of God is there for us, knowing the presence of God to accompany us. Last week, we talked about the practice of others before him, that they had cared for him and how we can care for other people. Today, I want you to notice in verse 11. Now, verse 11 is really attached to verse 10 in a real way. And so I'm going to go back and read that again. He said, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished again. Wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." We can have this calm assurance, learning how to be content. Boy, that's such a hard thing for us in this country, to be content. Many people are always looking for something more, for something greater, for something bigger, trying to do more and have more. He says to be content. In Hebrews 13:5, we're going to look at this a little bit more later. He said, "Let your conversation," which means your manner of life, "let your manner of life be without covetousness." That's wanting what other people have. "And be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Be content with such things as you have. Boy, how hard that is for many people. So many get themselves all tied up in knots because they want what somebody else have. You know, we used to call it keeping up with the Joneses. And so somehow we've got to get a bigger house. We've got to get a nicer car. We've got to get a greener lawn. We've got to get that membership to the club. We've got to get that latest device, that computer or whatever it is, a tablet. We've got to have the latest and the greatest, the latest iPhone. You know, so many people, when a new phone comes out, they just jump all over it and go out and buy it when they can't afford it and they don't really need it. The phone they have works fine. And so why did they do it? Go and get another one. It's just not content. And so we've got to have this contentment. Yeah, I was thinking about years ago, this came out of the Depression. Actually, it came out just before the Depression. But there was a saying. I'm going to read it a couple of times so you can write it down if you want to. I actually have this written on a little poster up in my office. The saying was this: use it up, wear it out, make it do, or do without. And this was an encouragement during the time of Depression. I mean, people were having a hard time then and trying to figure out how they were going to get by. Let me read it again. Use it up, wear it out, make it do, or do without. You know, I live way out in the Everglades. We're 45 minutes from the nearest grocery store. And one of the things I've had to adjust to is making things do. When I lived in town and I was working on a project, it was nothing for me just to jump in the car and drive maybe a mile or so to a little hardware store just to get that one screw or that one little bolt or whatever it was I needed. I can't do that out here. And so sometimes I have to find something else and just make it do, make it work for now. And so don't get all tied up in knots, looking for what someone else. Be content. Don't get discouraged because you don't have what everybody else has. Don't get discouraged because you don't feel like you're keeping up. I tell you, the young people today seem to struggle with this whole idea of keeping up with their friends and having what their friends have and doing what their friends do, and many times can't afford it. And they go into debt, and people go into debt trying to just get more and more and more stuff. Now, let's look at what Paul's saying. I want to read it again. He said, "I don't speak out of need of want." Now, the church at Philippi had blessed him, and they had helped him in the past. They had helped him again. I loved how he says that your care of me has flourished again. Obviously, it was a great blessing to him. And he said, "I'm not speaking out of want. I've learned that whatever state I'm in, therewith to be content." Oh, if we could just learn to be content with what we have. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't try to better ourselves and to improve ourselves and maybe to improve our position. You know, there's always that ambition. But if we could just be content with what we have, I think it would bring a calmness to our heart and a calmness to our spirit rather than going after. Just slow down. Calm down. And be content with such things as you have. Paul said, I've learned to be content. He said, I know how to be abased. Abased here means to be humbled. Perhaps Paul had gone times without food, and maybe his clothes had gotten worn out. And he says, I know how to abound. He had been in times of plenty. But then he said, everywhere, and in all things, I'm instructed to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and suffer need. That he could be content in whatever situation he was in. He said, I've been through it all, and I know how to be content with what I have. Well, what about you? I know many have lost their jobs and have been laid off and have been furloughed, and maybe some of those things that they desired and that they wanted. Now listen, you can always pray. And God's going to meet your needs. But you know, there's a calmness assurance when we recognize that God has met our need, that I have everything that I need. And in some cases, God has given me my wants. And so learn to be content. And it will bring a calmness to you. You'll be surprised it's there. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.